Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my loves. I hope you're feeling great, and I really hope you've made some headway when it comes to your spring cleaning this week. I definitely have. Something that's really occurred to me just doing the spring cleaning work this week is the fact that I have areas of my home that have started accumulating so much stuff that it's making me feel overwhelmed. And this was a bit of an eye-opener for me because I don't feel like my whole house is messy all the time. I don't feel like we are the kind of people that accumulate too many things. I generally feel pretty good at decluttering in my day to day, but it's been a long time since I did a proper spring cleaning and a proper clear out. And I've noticed that there actually are areas of my home that feel so cluttered and messy right now that even the thought of entering that room makes me feel a little bit drained. And this is what I want our practice to really focus on today, is the fact that we may have areas of our lives and areas of our home where physical objects become a hindrance to us actually enjoying and fully living our lives. And these are the areas where I really want you to focus your spring cleaning as you get deeper into the weekend now and you actually have more time to dedicate to this really important sacred work. So not just the little day-to-day cleaning and decluttering and organizing that we do all the time, but really getting to the heart of the parts of your home that actually make you feel drained, that actually make you feel overwhelmed, or that sucks your energy or time just by dealing with that mess in your day-to-day. A really good example of this I'm going to give you from my own life here is my closet. Now, every day I, of course, go into my closet to get dressed. And because my closet is such a mess, I actually have to spend a lot of time digging through and sorting through stuff to figure out what I want to wear, to find something that actually fits my body the way my body looks now, to find something that aligns with who I am today. I spend a good maybe 10, 15 minutes every day just looking for things in my closet. And of course, looking for things when you can't find them immediately adds a certain level of frustration and maybe a little bit of annoyance. And, you know, it's not a great way to start the day, not figuring out what you're able to wear every day. And I bet you have some part of your home that corresponds with this a little bit, an area where you're always looking for that same thing over and over, or an area where you just step into that room and you immediately feel overwhelmed by the idea of having to deal with a mess that's there. So to make sure that we actually live life in a way that feels light and enjoyable, we need to minimize these moments. We need to minimize these obstacles. And having material things be an obstacle for us to feel light in our day-to-day is a huge thing that is so worthy of dealing with and dedicating time toward.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So what I want you to journal on today is this. An area of my home I want to declutter that feels draining is. an area of my home I want to declutter that feels draining is. So I really want you to get to the heart of the most important area of your house. And it likely is the one that you have been procrastinating for a while. This is the area that's going to free up the most mental space for you actually getting to a place of clarity. It's going to free up that emotional space. It's going to make you feel less drained by the end of the day. And it's probably the area of your home where just your energy is needed at this moment. So what's that room of your house? Or is it your basement? Or is it your garage? Is it your closet? Is it that cupboard in the kitchen? What's that one most important area of your home? And the way to navigate to figure out which area this is just by feeling which part of your house actually makes you feel drained or overwhelmed at the thought of cleaning that out. And what do you need to actually get started? What kind of support do you need to actually get this done? Now, don't spend too much time journaling on this prompt because I actually want you to take action today. If you have 30 minutes free, maybe spend 5 minutes journaling and 25 minutes decluttering, okay? Or make a plan for how you're going to get to the other end of this tunnel this weekend already. So an area of your home that makes you feel drained, that's the part where we are getting started, hopefully today. I feel inspired and a little bit overwhelmed, but I'm gonna get started with my closet right now. And I hope you have some space today to do the same. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow.